I was in trouble, and I knew it. I was too exhausted to do anything about it, even though there was nothing I could do. I was limited to listening as my doctor conversed with my husband in our labor and delivery hospital room. She had just informed us that my blood had no ability to clot and that delivery was not progressing. I needed to be taken immediately for an emergency C-section. As I was whisked away, I knew that I might not wake up. After all, my blood wasn't clotting, and they were about to cut a big hole in my abdomen. My thoughts turned to my husband, who in a matter of minutes could be left as a widower with a newborn. But in the midst of the rush and people swarming around me, I felt peace. God calmed my heart, even though I didn't know how this crisis would conclude. He was there with me. He wasn't the only one that was there with me. As I was wheeled down the hall and prepared for general anesthesia, someone was holding my hand. I don't know who it was, and I couldn't see them. In the midst of everything going on around me, the warm pressure of someone holding my hand was deeply comforting. Afterwards, as I was in the recovery room, I spoke to the nurse briefly. I commented that someone had been holding my hand, and she replied that someone had. I asked her to please thank the person. That simple act had meant so much to me. As we journey through this coronavirus crisis, I find myself grieving the loss of touch. There is an undeniable power in a hug, holding hands, or in simply placing one's hand on another's arm or shoulder. These gestures communicate loving care and support. These are gestures that are not safe or accepted in this crisis. As I was reading this week, I came across Psalm 73, verse 23, which says, "Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand." Even though I can't give you a hug of reassurance or hold your hand right now, God is holding your hand. He's holding your right hand. In ancient times, the right hand represented strength and action. If God is holding your right hand isn't available to do anything else. Instead, God is acting for you, on your behalf. He is also giving you strength to get through each moment. It's a rather relevant picture for our situation at the moment. There's not much we can do. We need to rest in the assurance that God is holding our hand and acting on our behalf. I became curious to find other Bible verses about how God holds our hand. I found Isaiah 41, verse 13. "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" I then read it in Hebrew and found that the word for hold was a different verb. Strong's Concordance defines hold in Psalm 73, as to grasp, take hold, or take possession, while hold in Isaiah 41 is defined as to be or grow firm or strong, strengthen. At times, this second word is translated in English Bibles as encourage. God desires for you to know that He has taken hold of your hand. He wants to help you grow strong and courageous. He is your encourager, your helper. Does that not blow your mind? The God and creator of the universe desires to help and encourage you. You are so very precious to Him. As these days pass into weeks, remember, God has your hand. He is acting on your behalf and is working to strengthen and encourage you. Let us also encourage one another. Even though we cannot physically hold each other's hands, we can find other ways to be an encouragement. Pray that God would give you simple and creative ways to show others that you care and to encourage them during these stressful and lonely times. Please share in the comment area your ideas or what has encouraged you. Some of us could use some helpful ideas. I am holding you up in my prayers.